What a great day to be alive in the kingdom of God. And there's trouble on every hand. And there's insanity in the world around us. And the darkness looks like it's getting deeper and more widespread every day. But I'm so glad that the Word of God says where sin does abound, grace does much more abound, and that He giveth more grace, and that light always overcomes darkness. This is a great day for revival. If you're afraid, you need to draw closer to God. If you feel a little confused, you need to draw closer to God. You just need to get tighter and closer and get more information from Him, because I'm telling you, you get in the epicenter of what God is doing, it's going to be the antidote. It's going to be the cure. It's going to inoculate you against everything. The world has always been crazy. People think it's worse in their day, but people have always felt like it's worse in their day. I'm just telling you, it's always been crazy. A Roman emperor named Caligula made his horse a senator. It's always been crazy. But it's a day that God has made. And we're going to praise and rejoice and be glad and do the work of the people of God. You know what our world needs? Our world needs for the church to be the church. Our world needs to know about the power in the name of Jesus, needs to know about the wonder of the Holy Ghost. And that's our job, and that's our privilege. And I'm so glad to be alive in this crazy, wild, fluid day, and that the truth of God has made its way into our lives. Let's clap our hands once more into Him and bless His name. What a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we praise You. We are so thrilled and delighted to have Brother Mark Dross with us in the house today. And he is a blessing to us. And I have seen him in snapshots throughout his life. Love and appreciate his family. And the wonderful work of ministry and mission that they have always been involved in for generations. And this is a great, great family, and he is a great representative of that family. And I love and appreciate Brother Dross and his wife and their children, and what God is doing in them. And we want to hear the Word of God today, and we want the Holy Ghost to have His way here. And so I want you to stretch your hand out toward Him and just say, "Preach to me, preacher." Praise God. Now, and even if you don't mean it with all your heart, He will. And it's going to be good, because God's Word has something for everybody and everyone's need here today. Brother Dross, we want you to come and take your liberty and preach the Word to us. Extend your faith toward Him and pray for His household right now.
Praise God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It is an honor to be here this morning. I always look forward to come to this crazy church. Tell your neighbors, say, "We're a part of a crazy church." Amen. You are a part of a crazy church. It's a very unique church. You create a fantastic atmosphere to be able to worship God in. And it's wonderful. Amen. The Lord is good. I honor Pastor and First Lady. Can you help me honor Pastor and First Lady? Amen. Pastor and First Lady are a wonderful gift from God to the kingdom of God. And they are a wonderful gift from God to this church. Amen. You folks need to be thankful to the Lord every day for your pastor and first lady. And then the whole Sutton family. Amen. And all the additions that are on their way also. Praise God. The Lord is good. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Anybody excited? Let's go to the Word of the Lord. Luke chapter 15 and reading verse 16. Luke 15 and reading verse 16. And the Word of the Lord says, "And when And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, get up. Amen. In fact, just kind of slap your neighbor and tell them, wake up. Somebody needed that right now. Hallelujah. Somebody just found out they were in church right now. Praise God. Wake up in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are powerful. You are mighty. There is no God like you. No, not even one. In fact, you even looked all around the universe and declared that there is no other God that saves. You are a saving God. You are a powerful God, the Almighty God. I pray, Lord, that you will have your way in this service this morning. Put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Now give God the praise in the house. Hallelujah. Come on now, give him praise in the house. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. We read the scripture of the prodigal son, how he left his father's house and spent all what he had in crazy, wasteful living, a sinful life. It's interesting to me that the moment that he left his father's house, he also left the covering of protection. Amen. You've got to understand that your blessing is attached to your covering. Amen. A lot of people don't know that, but your blessing is attached to your covering. Then he found himself amongst the pigs, wanting to eat. He was so hungry, he was wanting to eat. And what grabs my attention is that the Bible says that nobody gave him nothing to eat. You know that if somebody is hungry and they're even asking for something you're giving away or even throwing away, you're willing to give it to them. But in this situation, I see that nobody was willing to give him anything to eat. And I believe that it was God that was not allowing them to give them something to eat. Because sometimes when we're at the bottom of the barrel, all we need is hunger to push us to come out of that situation. Hallelujah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There are people in this place that if somebody would have helped you when you were at the bottom of the barrel before it clicked in your spirit, then you probably would not be in the house of the Lord right now. But the Lord allowed you to get to the bottom of your situation, get rock bottom to the point where you were desperate, and desperation pushed you to seek a God that can help you out of your situation. Can I get a witness in the house? Hallelujah. Hunger will provoke you to do crazy things, to change your mind and change your thinking and come out of the situation that you're in. It's amazing to see that this young man, the Bible says that he came to himself. In other words, he regained conscience of who he was. He came to his senses. He had an awakening moment of truth in his life, realizing that the way he was living right there was not the way he was created to live. He had an awakening moment. I believe that the church is in the same boat. The church is not really acting like it really should be acting. The church should be acting like a powerful, victorious church of the living God. Glory to God. Have we not forgotten the scriptures that are written about the church? In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's the church of the living God. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but ye shall receive power. Oh Lord, I feel power in this place this morning. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, and then unto the uttermost parts of the earth. I want you to know something. The church is powerful. There's about three of you that believe it this morning. I said the church is powerful. Glory to God. Turn to your neighbor and say, we belong to a powerful thing. I can understand by these verses and many others like these that God identifies his people as winners, as overcomers, as a victorious, powerful force here on earth. We're not a bunch of weaklings. We're not a bunch of people just falling to pieces. We are a powerful group of people that serve a living God. I thought I came to preach to some victorious people in this place this morning. Somebody give a shout unto God in the house. Glory to God. See, the will of God for his church is victory. Victory, not defeat. The will of God for his church is to be able to overcome, to be able to put the devil in his place. These scriptures, they paint a picture of a powerful, awesome army, which is the church marching in victory, stomping down everything that stands in its path. We do not belong to something that is weak and dying. We belong to the church. Oh, Lord. I said we belong to the church of the living God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. I want you to understand we are not just a bunch of people trying to survive and hold on till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. I've heard people saying, I'm just holding on. My Lord, you need to get a better grip. Hallelujah. Some folks are like, if I can slip into heaven, almost like running into home, if I could just slip into heaven, I'll be okay. I ain't planning on slipping in. I'm planning on walking in. Glory to God. Some folks, if you talk to them, it's all woe is me and oh is my and I'm going down and hell is after me. You need to get a grip of yourself. You need to realize our God is on the winning side. Our God is a champion of champions. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know that it's been said that if you read the back of the book, the church wins. But I want to encourage you that it not only go to the back of the book, but if you read every book, the church is winning in every book. This is not a church that's defeated. This is a church that's defeating. Glory to God. So let me remind you of something this morning. The blood of Jesus is just as powerful today as it was the day it was shed on Calvary. We as a church must rise up and sing the songs of past that our ancestors or the people or generations before us would sing. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Does anybody believe that in this place this morning? There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. You got to understand this. The blood of Jesus is not just a defense against the attacks of the enemy. The blood of Jesus is what melts the gates of hell and sets a prisoner free. The blood of Jesus is what gives us life, is what gives us power. The blood of Jesus grants us forgiveness of sin, speaks better than the words of the blood of Abel, has obtained eternal redemption for us. The blood of Jesus is powerful. Hallelujah. I know it might sound a little old-fashioned, but the victorious, overcoming church of the living God, or the victorious, overcoming people that have victory on their side, are the people that have been blood-washed, bought by the blood of the Lamb. Is there anybody in this place that has been bought by the blood of the Lamb? Is there anybody that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Somebody ought to shout unto God. See, the reason why I'm preaching about the blood is because when I travel around and I look around, I see a lot of churches that are anemic. They have an insufficient amount of blood in their churches. There's no blood in their worship. There's no blood in their singing. There's no blood in their praise. There's no blood in their preaching. And then they wonder why they do not have victory. Hallelujah. Why is it that the devil is stomping on them and they're not having victory? The Bible says, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Let me tell you something. Our only claim to victory is the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you don't got blood, you don't got victory. If you don't got blood, you don't have freedom. But let me tell you this morning, there is blood in this place right now. Oh, glory. Somebody ought to shout it to God. I said there is blood in this place right now. Somebody give a shout unto God. Hallelujah. We're healed by the blood, delivered by the blood, justified by the blood, protected by the blood, and we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. Is there anybody that can give God a shout of praise? Touch three people and tell them blood, blood, blood. Glory to God. the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. We as the church have to understand that we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. And if you're in this place and you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, that is where the blood comes and washes all your sins away. Let me tell you something. The blood will reach the highest mountain, and it will reach the lowest valley. It will reach the deepest part of your life and take every sin out of you in the name of Jesus. Even that sin that you have not been able to forgive yourself for, the blood, when it's applied, it will wash that sin away. I want you to know today God will make you a new creature. Oh, Lord. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor you need the blood. Tell them with authority you need the blood. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody needs it in their marriage. Somebody needs it in their mind. Somebody needs it in their business. You need to apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Just start applying it all over the place. There is blessing in the blood. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited this morning. I'm excited and thankful to the Lord for the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have the blood on our side. We, as the church, are not here on planet Earth just to survive and maintain. Hallelujah. We're just in survivor mode. Santo Dios de la Gloria. Amen, Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. We are not just here just singing Kumbaya, playing church, hallelujah, just going through the motions, amen. There are some folks that just with their eyes closed, they go through the motions, and they walk out and don't even know they were actually in church, because they're going through the motions. We're not here to blend in. God did not call us to blend in with the world, to look like the world and act like the world and only act different when we come to the house of the Lord. But when we're out there, we act like the world. No, no, no. God did not call us to be like the world. Can I get a witness in the house? We're not here to get beat down by the devil. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you're not here to get beat down. Praise God. I had a sister in the church that she always said to me, she said, Pastor, she said, I believe that I have the gift of suffering. I'm like, well, I'm glad you got it. Praise God. If you feel you got the gift of suffering, amen, own it, baby. It's all yours. Hallelujah. I don't want the gift of suffering. Amen. But some folks got that mentality. I had one person say, the devil's chasing me down. I said, why? Praise God. Why don't you turn around and start chasing the other way? Praise God. Amen. But sometimes we got a mentality of defeated, like as if we're just a little chosen few over here on oxygen, barely making it. I come to stir you up this morning and let you know we're here to take over. No, 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 no. I don't think you heard me. I said the church is here to take over. Can I get a witness in the house of the Lord? We're here to bring dominion and authority in the world in Jesus' name. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to understand that the kingdom of God and the power of God is here on earth now. It's not something that we've got to wait for, but it is a now thing. Tell your neighbor it's a now thing. Luke chapter 17 and verse 20 says, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation that you should say lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
I better leave that one alone, because you might go ballistic in this place this morning. Hallelujah. You didn't even catch it. The kingdom of God is within you. It's not coming. It's already here. Oh, glory. I don't think you got it. In other words, wherever you go, the kingdom goes with you. You go to work, the kingdom goes with you. You go to school, the kingdom goes with you. It is within you. Somebody ought to shout, because the kingdom is within you. Glory to God, glory to God. It's within me. Tell your neighbor, say, the kingdom is right here. Say it with authority. The kingdom is right here. It's within me. Wherever I go, the kingdom goes with me. The power of the kingdom, the authority of the kingdom goes within me. Wherever I go. Many years ago, my grandfather walked into an insane asylum where nobody knew him in that place, and he had never been in that place before. But he walks into the insane asylum, and all of a sudden, one of the crazy folks began to say, Bill Drost, the Pentecost. Bill Dross, the Pentecost. They kept on saying it, and everybody started chanting together, Bill Dross, the Pentecost. By the time he got to the end of the hallway, everybody was saying it together, to the point that the guard looked at my grandfather and said, wow, you must come here quite often. And my grandfather said, I've never been in this place before. They said, well, he said, well, how do they know you? He said, it's not that they know me, but the God that's within me. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. If you could just know how the devil views you, because he knows what's within you. Somebody shouted to God, oh, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. Hallelujah. You can't be living like you're down and out. You need to lift up your head. It's time for the church to arise. It's time for people to wake up and take their place in the kingdom of God. If you are waiting on God, God is waiting on you. Somebody shout unto God. Hallelujah. God is within me. He is within you. The church is the greatest force here on earth. We are a power to reckon with. About three of you said amen. Well, I don't know. I don't got no position in the church. Some folks only move with position. And those that only move with position, I consider them dangerous. Because you should have been moving without position. Praise God.
folks that all they want is to be able to have a name tag on them. They're dangerous folks because all they want is for somebody to recognize them. But when you can do something for God when nobody is looking, when you understand, when I'm out here, I am the kingdom of God. Wherever I go, I represent the kingdom of God. If you can get that mentality, it don't matter who's watching, because you know God is watching. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. My Lord, I want you to know something, church. This morning while I was in prayer, all of a sudden I just felt in the Holy Ghost to tell you this. The devil knows you're coming. That's what I felt in the Holy Ghost, to let you know the devil knows you're coming. You're about to move into another level. You're about to move into another building. It's not just a physical move. It is a spiritual move. It's connected to the kingdom of God. It's connected to the will of God. And the devil knows you're coming. The devil recognizes that he's about to lose dominion in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to give a shout. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. There are folks, you've been fighting hell and high water, and it's not a personal thing. It's because the devil knows you're coming. But I prophesy in the name of Jesus that heaven will be open over this church in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I feel the glory of the Lord in this house. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this house. You ought to shout in this place. I said you ought to shout. Arabakataya, Arialabosaya. When the Lord spoke that, what I saw was I saw a bunch of demons running, saying, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. Get ready, they're coming. But I want you to know something. There is no weapon that the enemy has that can hold back the church of the living God. You're about to take the mountain. You're about to establish a flag where the devil did not want there to be a flag, but you're going to lift up the standard. You're going to let the world know that God has been manifested. Oh Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Who am I preaching to in this house? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, it's not just a move. It's a spiritual positioning. Urabashataya. A spiritual positioning that God for years has been preparing this church, because if you would have gotten there too early, it would have crushed you. But God has been developing you so that when you step into a new dimension, you will already know how to fight the devil. You'll already know how to reap the harvest. You'll already know how to tap into the supernatural move of the Holy Ghost. And so let me tell you something. The devil's already shaking at his knees because he sees the church coming. But I want to motivate the church this morning. You need to rise up more powerful than what you've ever been before. There's about three of you that responded to that. I said you need to rise up more powerful than what you've ever been before.
Lord, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Can somebody lift up your hands and just praise God right now? Praise him. I don't hear you. Praise him. Harabakataya. Uriatarabashataya. We are a powerful church. We are not just a church. We are the church. Did you get that? You are the church, not a church. You're the church. I got to say it again. You're not a church. You're the church. Hallelujah. You got to grab it. I feel apostolic authority in this place right now. I said you are the church. Hallelujah. Some folks have probably kind of scratched you out as a bunch of crazy folks, but you're a bunch of crazy folks reaching other crazy folks. And when crazy meets crazy, it's an explosion of power. Glory to God. The devil knows you're coming. I said the devil knows you're coming. Somebody ought to shout to God over that. Hallelujah. You see, you got to understand what is the secret of this church. The secret of this church is the greater one that is within us. The more powerful one that is within us. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. It's not about me, it's about him. It's not about what I got. It's about what he's got within me. Hallelujah. You see, the devil knows what you got on the inside, but a lot of folks don't know what you got on the inside. But if you can tap into this power of God that's within you, you're not going to bring the sick here. You will pray for the sick there. My Lord, I feel an equipping in the spirit right now. An equipping in the spirit. See, he's greater, the one that's within you. He's greater than drug addiction. He's greater than any heart trouble. He's greater than cancer. He's greater than diabetes. The one that's within you is greater than kidney problems. He's greater than the spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism in the world. He's greater than fornication and adultery. The Spirit of God that's within you is greater than any chain that the devil might have in this world. If you would loosen the power of God within you. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody in this place. Somebody shout unto God. Holy Ghost is greater. Hallelujah. You need to arise. You need to come to that awakening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is working within us. The church is supposed to win. Hallelujah. We're on the winning side. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're on the winning side. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. He karabashaya. He atarabashaya labaha. Hallelujah. Will you tap in right now? In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. He ataraboshaya. Hu shaya kianda. Haryalabashaya.
Oh, opportunity. You have the choice to walk into it or to stay behind.
Mm.
It's up to you. I am all power.
Yes.
I will not do it for you. You have to do it.
Mm.
But just know that I am with you.
Mm.
Choose wisely this day.
Who shall tell up?
Glory
to God. Stand to your feet all over this place. Feel the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church arise. Let the church arise. There are folks in this place, you've not been living at your potential in the Holy Ghost. You've been on the sidelines. You've been kind of waiting around. There are people that you just barely walked into church today. And you need God in this place. You need God right now in your life. Hallelujah. But this is a call right now to action. This is a call to action. Where the Lord is calling those that are willing to tap in. You recognize that this is a positioning from God. Whew, Lord have mercy. Feel the Holy Ghost in this place. This is a positioning from God. It's God moving in the Spirit. And there will be those that will be left behind. But if you plug in, you're going to see the greatest move of God that you have ever seen in your life. I'm going to do two prayers in this place right now. In the name of Jesus, two prayers. First of all, it's a prayer of activation where people will come to this altar and you'll say, Lord, I want you to stir up what's in me. I want you to stir up. I've had your Spirit, but I did not value your Spirit that's within me. Let me tell you something. You're going to walk out of this place and you're going to be able to lay hands on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus. There is an awesome Spirit of the Lord in this place right now where God is wanting to activate the Spirit within you. You want God to be activated within you. I want you to step out of your pew right now and come running to this altar. The second prayer that I'm going to pray for is there are people that need the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on their life. There are people that do not have the Holy Ghost yet. You have not been filled with the Holy Ghost yet. We're going to call you up in a minute. Amen. But come, you need God. You need God. Just give me a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need God to stir up right now. In the name of Jesus, some folks came in with a defeated mentality into this place. It's time for you to lift up your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Come, 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 come. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I'm about to release a word of faith in this place. I want you to put your hand over your heart right now in the name of Jesus. There you go. Put your hand over your heart right now. Father, the enemy knows that we're coming. And the enemy is shaking. Because he knows that this church is coming. But Father, I pray that there will be an awakening in your people to understand the power that's within them. Lord, I pray for a stirring of your spirit in every member of this church right now. I pray, God, that there will be a stirring of your power, a stirring of your spirit. Lord, stir it up in this place right now, that our minds will be impacted, that our lives will be impacted, that we will walk out of this place in the authority of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I feel that right there. Somebody tap in right there. There is a stirring right now. There's a stirring. There's a stirring. We're not a weak church. We're a powerful church. We're a powerful church. Riala bakata riala bosandaya. Ikarala bataria la bosaya. Yes, yes, yes. I need some folks going into war zone right now. Get into war zone right now. War. 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 Oh, Lord, there is a loosening of the gifts of the Spirit in this place right now. There is a loosening of the gifts of the Spirit in this place. Oh, Rabakataya la Basaya. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Satarabakataya. Somebody needs to arise right now. Somebody needs to wake up right now. That Holy Ghost that's within you right now can heal the cancer that's next to you right now. That Holy Ghost that's within you right now can heal the diabetes that's next to you right now. I want you to reach over and begin to pray for the person that's next to you. That Holy Ghost that's within you right now can heal arthritis that's next to you right now. That Holy Ghost that's within you right now can break the chains of sin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Urabakataya, take authority in the name of Jesus. Take authority in the name of Jesus. Take authority in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Right now, if you have never been filled with the Holy Ghost, if you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift your hand. Somebody's going to come and pray for you. Lift your hand up high. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. There's somebody over there. Right now, the Holy Ghost is in this house. There's a glory of the Lord in this place. If you need healing in your body, lift your hand up high. Lift your hand up high. You need healing in your body right now. Lift your hand up high. If you're next to that person that has their hand raised, I want you to go and surround that person. Come on, mobilize, church. We're going to release a word of faith right now. And healing is going to be released in this place. Take authority right now. Take authority right now. Healing is going to begin to flow through your body. Healing is going to begin. I'm going to release this word of faith right now by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus. I declare healing virtue flow now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.